So hi, on the Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
We're back.
We are so back.
We are so fucking back. Glory took quick trip to LA. Now she's back in the saddle here.
Come to LA. Come to LA. That was me. But like, yeah, actually.
Literally, bro. Awesome. I saw your Instagram story. You were like, I made this real.
Dude. Oh my God.
I'm like, not that. I hope she's not going to make Don Broco references all week. You didn't.
And so I made a couple every now and then.
All right. Well, I didn't catch all of them.
Yeah. That was it. I sprinkled in there, man. You can't just not.
Can't go to LA and not make a couple Don Broco references.
Exactly. Come on, dude. Who the fuck do you think I am? That's great.
Well, you know, we missed last week, but we're back in the saddle here. We're doing it again, doing the damn thing. We're ready to get back at it. Dude, happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. Unproductive, but a happy Monday nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a pretty productive, like, past handful of days, not including the weekend. I fucked off. Well, actually, my weekend wasn't terrible productivity-wise, but I fucked off in comparison to the week.
But that's what the weekend's for.
Yeah, I've had a pretty productive couple of days. Doing shit that I've been putting off, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy for you, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So that's good. I mean, these weeks when we take a, whether it be impromptu or we actually, you know there's going to be a week off is when I catch up, I get ahead of the eight ball, and then I immediately fall back behind once we get going again. But that's okay, because at least I get chances to get ahead, and that's what matters. That was last week and the start of this week for me. But I got to go to a couple of shows. You went to LA for a show. So
I went to a single show.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Two Fridays ago now. Yeah, April 26th, I went to Philly. I finally saw a Void in a small bar.
Very jealous.
Yeah, it was tiny in there. The show started at 7:30, ended at 9. So the show was an hour and a half long. There was one opener, Reese Young. That would have been really sick if it didn't take me 2 hours to get there, because there was a massive accident on the Philadelphia side of 95, 5 miles away from my exit. So that was really sick.
That's fucking awful.
And actually almost made me late, and I left work at 5 o'clock.
Holy shit. Was the way back as bad?
No, because I just hopped right. Just on the one side. Yeah. And it was, I went around it because I was like, fuck this. I'm not sitting on 95. I don't know how bad it is if I'm going to drive through something. The nearest exit was like right there. So I sat in a shitload of traffic to get off, but didn't risk getting a flat tire, which is good. But as I was driving, because the exit it had me get on, for some reason, was the one where the accident, it basically happened right in front of that entrance to that exit, which is dumb. I don't know why Google Maps told me to do that.
Dude, you gotta use fucking Waze.
No.
Man. I keep telling you
I'm
this.
Not
it
using
tells
Waze.
You where everything... See, you would have missed that fucking traffic if you had Waze, because it tells you. It says, there was an accident on blah, blah,
well,
blah. You should skip.
No, I'm good. And
yeah, enjoy your two-hour traffic.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just gonna keep using Google Maps. But the accident was like basically starting to clear up as I was pulling back on. But did not risk getting a flat tire, so that's a win in my book. And it honestly, whether I went around it or just sat in it, it's Philadelphia, so it would have taken the same amount of time anyway. So yeah. I just stayed moving, which was made it a little less painful. But that I just the irony in that is funny to me. 2 hours for an hour and a half show, you know. So that was
I'm happy it's funny to you.
Well, I mean, I did it. So
exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm happy you still found some joy.
I was pissed the hell off. But it was a good thing I ate beforehand.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, that was really sick and fun and awesome. But the show itself was cool. It was in this small, they call it a diner, Silk City. You know, it's like a small eatery / bar. Very small, like it had a stage which was tiny as shit, small area in front of the stage where, you know, people could stand, and then in the back was the merch and the bar area and like a small like around the tables and shit you could stand. There wasn't a shitload of space. I would say, you know, if you really cram people in there, maybe held 125. Like it was tiny. And there were a lot, there was a decent chunk of people in there. But yeah, the show was cool. Reese Young, I've heard of him because he signed to UNFD, so I'd seen his name around, but hadn't checked him out before the show. Thought his music was cool. He put on a good show. His mom was there, so that was fun. They had a little moment because you know the venue wasn't very big, so the mom just you know walked up on stage for in between one of the songs, and he did the thing with the mom.
And she walked off.
Yeah, and then she walked off and went back. To where she was standing, you know, because again the room wasn't very big.
It was like she walked like 2 feet this way and then two feet that.
Yeah, and the stage was so small that one of the guitarists. So it was like in the corner, and there's like a wall on one side, and then just a curtain on the other side, and the back was up against the wall as well. Okay. So the guitarist that was on the side with the curtain, fell off the stage a couple of songs in. Because he did not realize how small the stage was, and he didn't like fall all the way off, but like 1 foot went off and he slipped a little bit. But I was like, oh shit, 1 second he was standing, next second he was not, and then the next song he's kneeled over his guitar, his pedal board, because it got unplugged by Reese while he was walking around. He kicked the power cable and it came out, so the guitarist was having a rough set, but they put on a good show despite the technical difficulties. And Reese even called out, he was like, my guitarist is definitely sweating right now. You can't see it, but he's panicking on the inside.
I'd be so pissed if someone said that while I was struggling. Shut the fuck up.
I was like, god damn. But yeah, put on a good show, and then Avoid hit the stage, was stoked to finally see them, and not even putting it off, it's just none of the shows nearby have ever worked for me. So this one, I was like, I'm fucking going. I don't care that it's an hour and a half show, and it'll take me 2 hours to get there. I'm fucking going. So yeah, they put on a good show. It was cool to see them headline. You know, really, really have only checked out their last record, Cold Mentality, and they played a good chunk off of that. And they played a couple of songs off their last EP as well. So I knew a good chunk of what they played, which is good. I checked out, you know, because people had put up the set list because they did a handful of headliners with those off days on the Dayseeker tour. So the set list was out there, so I was able to check out the other songs ahead of time, so I wasn't completely blindsided, but I was just stoked that they played a good chunk of Cold Mentality, because that's the record that I like from them, so that was good. Good show, good energy, fun time, but definitely a little rushed because of the 9 o'clock curfew, because of course the bar had to have a dance party, and they had to be off the stage at 9 and out by 9:30. They had to, I think they cut a couple of songs, and then they cut the drum battle as well that they've been doing, where they pull two people from the crowd that can play drums and have them do a drum off. And, Chris, cause Benny started to do it. He called two people up, and then Chris was like, we have to be out of here by 9. And he's like, what? We got time. He points up to the clock and he's like, no, we don't. And Benny was like, I guess we're not having a drum battle then. Sorry, guys. Get off the stage.
Poor Benny. Oh, that fucking stinks, man.
And he was like, I thought 9:30. No, we have to be out of here by 9:30, which sucks for merch selling because, you know, the people were there for them. There were only two bands. So that certainly sucked. I dipped out at 9. I was like, I'm out of here. And I went home, and it took me a lot less time to get home. But it was a good show. I was glad I went. Finally got to see Avoid. They put on a good show. It was worth the wait. Hopefully it's not 2 years until the next time I see them.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about your show?
I would love to talk about my show. It's going to be very brief because I was only there. Well, I was there for both sets, two out of the three. So I saw Flat Out in L.A., at the Bourbon Room. It's a very, very small venue. I'd say probably from the videos that I saw of yours, probably like half the size of that. I think it said capacity was like 50 something. So it was a very small venue. It had a little bar, a little lounge, a little separate bar that didn't have liquor or anything. It was just for merch. And then in the far corner, it had the actual stage and viewing area. It was awesome. I got to see, Michael, Tony, Joe. That was great. They did great. It was very, they were second out of three. So they weren't the headliner, so their set was like 20 minutes, which made me go, I came out here for a 20-minute set. Okay, that's
Yeah, you did.
like there was a lot of like as soon as I got there, I was like, I just realized this isn't a headliner.
So what's funnier? The 2 hour drive that was caused by traffic for the hour and a half show, or the 10 hour flight, including multiple layovers, because I saw you were bouncing all over, both on your way there and on the way back, to for a 20 minute set. Which one's funnier, Glory?
Let's think. Let's ask the chat. Let's ask the crowd. Yeah, probably my situation. It was great though. It was great. It was great to see everyone. The headliner was Outsider Heart. I did miss whoever performed before Flat Out. It was either Missy or Cartographer. I know one of them canceled. I think it was Missy who canceled. But Outsider Heart was great as well. Great energy. I thought they were fun. I was kind of floating around during their set, but I saw a majority of it. And it was cool. It was just it reminded me of just like those videos where you see like My Chem in the club and it'd be like, wow, that's My Chem before, they were fucking
Before they were
Troy Way and
Rycam.
shit, It was that kind of energy where it was like, I feel like I'm gonna look back at this show and be like, damn, that room was so small. Or I won't. We'll see. Great show though. I thought it was awesome. I got a shirt. It's not this one, but I did. And that was
Nice.
it. Yeah.
That's good. And you got to flock around LA for a
I
couple of
did.
days, which
No,
is cool.
see that was the majority of the trip. But it was just kind of like standing there. I was like, shit.
This was the entire basis of the trip,
It's
like,
this is why we made the trip for a 20-minute set. But I mean, yeah, I got to fucking talk about Don Broco for like 3 days straight, so I'm okay. I'm okay.
it looked like you had a lot of good food, which I was
Oh my
jealous about.
God.
I was like,
Yeah.
that, like, you were posting every single time you were somewhere, and I'm like, fuck you.
And funny thing is, half of it was vegan as well.
Yeah,
Like the
exactly.
sushi and
Fuck you,
stuff,
double.
fucking vegan. Yeah, it was crazy. I've never had vegan sushi. I posted a dessert spot. It was like McKenna's. It was vegan. Not
No,
good.
okay.
No. $60
Jesus.
for that little
Holy
box that I
fuck.
shared. $60. I
Yeah.
remember I looked at it and I went,
You do a double take, but the vegan desserts is where
whoa.
they get you.
Yeah, no, it was shit though, because it was vegan and gluten free.
Oof.
So it was
That's
like
why it
double
was
whammy.
$60, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was gluten free. I thought it was like select items were. So I was like, oh, it should be still, great, because I've had vegan. Well, I've only had my own vegan sweets. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty good, but nothing was redeemable. Jen, I felt so bad. Yeah, well, they didn't feel bad because they got fucking
No.
$60. But damn, dude.
Damn. Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, the food looked good. I've only had vegan sushi, I think, once, and it wasn't, it like made me feel weird. Like I only had like a bite of something that Sam had gotten, because we were in Philly and we went to like this like Asian American spot that had like some American dishes and then had some sushi and things like that as well. And she got like some like vegan crab shit, and I just got a burger because that's just what I do when I go out. And
Yeah.
like for someone that's vegan and should want to try like new things, I like always go for the old reliable,
Is that why
because
not?
I'm like they probably can't fuck this up.
Yeah.
And I like tried hers when we were driving back. Like we ate at the restaurant and she didn't eat all of it, so she took it to go. And then it was like I was eating bad fish because it sat out for a little bit, and I was just
Ew.
like, but it was vegan and it just wasn't good. I'm like, this kind of sucked a
Yeah.
little bit, and now I don't
Yeah.
feel good, and I only had one piece.
Oh, yeah, man. We gotta get you to LA. You gotta try. You gotta try
But
that
yeah,
shit.
so yeah, that's cool. I was here. While you were coming home doing all your fucking all across the East Coast trying to get back to Virginia, I was Starland Ballroom seeing The Ghost Inside, Paleface Swiss, Bleed From Within, and Great American Ghost. A fantastic show. I've seen The Ghost Inside a couple of times, actually on every single tour since they came back and started touring again after their huge bus accident that pulled them off the road for a long time. People got injured. The drummer actually lost one of his legs. So you know, they just recently got back into touring with that. They did some select dates on the A Day to Remember tour a couple of years ago, and they happened to be at the Jersey show. And then they did the co-headliner with Under Oath last summer, and I was there for that too. And then I was like, I saw a resale ticket for $20 to this, and I was like, I guess I'm seeing The Ghost Inside again.
Take that shit. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about going, but like not for full price, because like I'm not a huge Ghost Inside fan, although I like the new record. And I was like, well, $20, I can't say no to that. So I went. Great American Ghost has been a band that I've been like kind of paying attention to for a while, because they've come across, you know, our inbox a couple of times and things like that, in press releases and whatnot. So I've been keeping an eye on them, but hadn't really checked them out until, you know, going into this show. And I was like blown away by the studio stuff. I thought it was fucking awesome. And then seeing them live, I was like, holy fuck, they put on one hell of a show. I wasn't standing in the midst of the crowd, but I like to think that they captivated the crowd, because they captivated me. That's for goddamn sure.
I mean, if they captivate you, I'm pretty sure they got like most of the crowd.
Well, maybe not. I just like seeing live bands, so like I get captivated by most. I'm easy to please, you know.
Okay, never mind then. Never mind. The crowd was dead as fuck. All right.
No, the crowd wasn't dead as fuck. I think it was moving. But for some reason I could not see the crowd very well that night, even though like the sides of the venue were not super packed. But yeah, they put on a good show. They blew me away. That's for goddamn sure. They're signed to Sharptone. We're going to be covering their new single later. And I'm stoked for whatever's to come from them.
Sharptone.
Yes. Bleed From Within. I've heard that name around a bunch, 'cause they were on the, August Burns Red and Devil Wears Prada tour, the big long one that happened last year that I didn't get to go to. So I'd seen their name around. They blew me away. I did not realize they were Scottish until they started talking, and they were Scottish.
I'm sure everyone in the crowd was like, what the
fuck? I had a moment like you did when you were like, Ollie Sykes is British?
No,
like,
that
this guy's
still
fucking Scottish.
It's fucking scary, right? Yeah. It's like the entire idea I had of you is shattered.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? No, you're not supposed to be talking like that.
Turn it off. Yeah. Turn it off, man.
That was crazy. So I was blown away by that. They put on a great show. I really like their song Levitate. So I was just stoked to hear that song, and then the rest of the set was pretty good too. Paleface Swiss is a band that I've been hearing a lot about, but did not check out until this. Good chunk of the people, you know, the crowd thinned out a little bit after they played, so they definitely had some draw for the show. The crowd was super into them. I thought they put on a good show. They're obviously from Switzerland, if you couldn't get that from their name. So there was no shock from that one when there was an accent. The Scottish band, though, blew me away a little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was no confusion. They lay it right in front of you. But, yeah, they put on a good show. Great. Another good band. And then The Ghost Inside. As I said, third time seeing them. Good show as always. It was cool to finally see them, you know, the night be solely theirs, because I've only seen them co-headline and direct support and things like that. So for the night to be solely theirs, they had a longer set list, played a couple of older tracks, which the crowd was into, but they played a lot of the same songs that they play like when they were co-headlining and when they were direct support. So a lot of the hits, because they've had a lot of big songs. So it was cool to hear those again. And you know, I've been jamming them have heard them a bunch prepping for other shows, so I knew what I was getting myself into. They played, I think, 4 songs off the new record, which I was stoked about. And of course, they didn't put the set list in for my date on Setlist FM. That's really awesome.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, it's really awesome of the people on the internet. Yeah, 4 songs off the new record. I had to go to a different set list. So that was really cool. And yeah, it was a good time. I had a good time. Worth the $20, I'd say. Coming up, I got Architects on Thursday, Cheem on Saturday, and Avatar on Sunday.
You said Cheem?
Yeah. Yeah, Cheem will be in Jersey at Salty's, so I'm finally going to go see them.
Very jealous of that one. They'll be, actually, like, very jealous.
They'll be supporting Insignificant Other and Jer, so that should be a fun time.
That's good.
Like, it'd be 25 minutes from my house. I guess I should probably go.
And you get to hear fucking Smooth Brain live, dude. Yeah. That shit was like the jam in like 2020.
Dude,
like
that
was like top track. Yeah.
Yeah, that song captivated me the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be a good time. But I'm stoked about all the shows. Stoked to finally see Architects. Been excited for a long time with Of Mice and Men and While She Sleeps, While She Sleeps a little bit more recent than Of Mice and Men, discoveries for me. I like the While She Sleeps set list. I am upset that Of Mice and Men is not playing more new songs, only one song each off the past two records, which are the ones I really like. So they should change the entire set list for me.
Yeah,
and then true. I'm stoked about Architects because I was supposed to see them around my birthday a couple of years ago, but visa issues. Cheem will obviously be a good time. We've known them for a long time, so
years.
It's long overdue to finally see them. And then Avatar, bro, I'm fucking stoked.
That's who's support?
Oxymorons and Conquer Divide.
Conquer Divide, dude. We know that entire fucking lineup.
Yeah, we've interviewed that entire lineup.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun time. I'm very excited about that. I've seen Avatar once. I've seen Oxymorons a bunch of times.
Like five times.
I said it
man.
In the interview. I'm like, I just keep seeing you guys. Like,
you
always put on a great show, but I always see you guys.
Yeah.
even at Adjacent Fest, they just so happen to be playing next to the vegan food tent.
That's just how that's
when
just,
I was
that's
getting
it.
My lunch. I'm like, well, I guess I'll see Oxymorons a little bit.
It's fucking beautiful. That's fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah, that should be a good time. I'm very excited about that. And then recent ticket purchases that brought me a lot of serotonin, but really hurt my wallet.
Nice.
Slipknot finally announced a U.S. tour.
Nice.
They're coming to Camden, New Jersey and New York City. I did the ballsy thing and decided to go to New York City instead of Camden, so I will be seeing them at Madison Square Garden August 12th with Knocked Loose and Orbit Culture.
You're not doing both.
No, because
both.
Slipknot tickets, I always forget that they were like probably the most popular or maintain, like right now in current time, are probably the most popular, like actively touring band from that like new metal era of like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So their tickets are always the most expensive. So I'm
like nosebleeds, like in the fucking sky.
No, I'm not gonna go to Camden and spend $50 or $70 on a ticket. The parking is gonna be $50 because it's ridiculous, and take the day to drive to fucking Camden to sit in the back of the venue. So I just got myself a really nice lower bowl seat in Madison Square Garden. So that should be a fun time, and I'll just take the train in. It'll be cheaper than going to fucking Camden, funnily enough,
right.
Even though
yeah.
I hate going to the city.
Yeah.
And Knocked Loose will be there, so that'll be a fucking banging time.
It's fucking Knocked Loose.
And then I made the really rash decision, which I'm not sure how I'm feeling about it, to go to Scranton on Halloween to see the Motionless and White show.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're playing Reincarnate in full, and I'm like, it's only 3 hours away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw you post that shit to your story. I was like, he fucking bought tickets.
Yeah, it was after I thought about it, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna do it.
Dude, you're not gonna regret that shit. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, I just have to go. So I got myself a very nice ticket. The tickets weren't too bad. They had some the venue's on the smaller side. It's an arena, but it's like a little bit of a smaller arena, it seems like. So there's the 200 sections, but they're small 200 sections, and the way in the back 200s were $25, which I thought was more than fair. The rest of the 200s were $45. All of the lower bowl 100 sections were $61 before fees, and then I think the pit might have also been $61 before fees, but I didn't look, and it also kept selling out, and now is obviously sitting at resale. But I had no intentions of buying floor seats anyway, or floor tickets.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll get myself a nice seat. I don't want to get pushed around. I'm gonna enjoy the night. So
I fucking love seats, man.
Yeah. So I don't know. got time to figure out what I'm gonna do there. Thankfully, hotels in the area aren't too bad, because driving 3 hours back home in the middle of the night sketches me out a little bit.
It's scary as shit.
So I think I will be staying in Scranton on Halloween, but I'm gonna be there. We're living, man. We're doing.
Yay!
We're making decisions. I'm not sure about, but it's gonna be a great time. I know that
it's gonna be great, because it's one of your favorite. Well, one of your favorite bands, and then you fucking love that album.
Yeah,
and it's like a once and ever opportunity. It's like seeing fucking Black Parade Is Dead. Yeah. You know, like you can't fucking do that. Actually, they're doing it again. While we're young, while we're young, yeah. when we were young,
while we were young, yeah, same thing.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I forgot that they're playing that. But yeah, it should be a good time. The support acts have yet to be announced, but I'm very normal about Reincarnate. You know, I only like that album a normal amount. Yeah, just normal.
I don't even think you like it.
I haven't listened to it.
You never talk about it.
I don't have 1,500 scrabbles on Last.fm of that record.
No. Only?
No. Yeah, no. And it would be more if I actually liked Wasp, but that's a 7-minute song, and I'm just like, fuck that every single time.
You skip it. Yeah.
So yeah, I like that record a normal amount. It should be a good time. It should be a good time. I'm just like, oh fuck, I really got myself into it this time. That's not close.
It's worth it though. It's so worth it, dude. That's so fucking worth it.
I'm talking the one that went to 12 hours, 20 minutes, you know?
Oh, well, okay.
Well, fuck you.
Wow. I don't regret anything. I think we should all just have fun. Tomorrow, I have a show. Are you done with shows?
Yes.
Is that your final? Okay. Tomorrow, I have Alpha Wolf, Emur, Unity TX, and Chamber. So that should be fucking awesome. I'm very excited. They're going to be in Virginia. So thanks, guys. Thank you. I get to hear two of my favorite songs that have come out this year. Actually, I don't know if fucking Sucks to Suck was this year. Wasn't it?
Well, the album came out this year. I don't remember when the single came out.
I think it was the tail end of last year. Like, it was like fucking late December. I don't know. It was somewhat recent in my head, man. I think it's called Pretty Boy and let me see. Pretty Boy. Yeah. See, I know. Oh, and also fucking bring back honestly that entire record. I'm so excited to hear whatever they have in store. Set list is crazy. I am officially into Alpha Wolf. I'm fucking obsessed. It's great. I love it. Unity TX, been supporting that band for fucking ever, even though we just interviewed him like last year. But even before then, it's like I've been fucking listening to him for like 2 years before that. So very excited to see him live. Gonna be my introduction to other bands. I'm very excited. So yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Have a fucking ball. I will officially not be attending that tour because I'll be seeing Cheem instead. Lot closer to my house. But have a ball, man.
Where was the date for you?
Philadelphia at the TLA.
Oh, your favorite venue.
Fuck the TLA.
Yeah, no, you love that venue. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I'd rather Cheem.
Have a ball. But we've got some music to talk about. 2 weeks worth. So we're gonna jump right into it. With Sales Ahead dropped their new album, Infinite Void. We spoke to With Sales Ahead. We spoke to them a bunch, but
so many times, yeah.
This time we chatted about the record. We're stoked to finally, we're still doing this, and the record comes out, and we get to talk about it. So that was fun, good time.
Yeah, that was cool.
We chatted with the whole band. Joe joined a little bit later, but we had the whole band there. It was a good interview.
Yeah.
This record, fucking awesome.
Dude, as we said, we've spoken to this band so many times. We've known them for years, since I think 2020, the very beginning. Mm-hmm. They were on our radar, our timeline. It is so cool to see them progress and grow as a band, even like aesthetically and just how they present themselves. It's like they've gone through like four different eras since we've met them. Mm-hmm. And every single time it's always been kind of like an upgrade, an upgrade, an upgrade. And this one, it's like they hit the mark perfectly. Mm-hmm. Every single song on this record is incredible. I do love this album a lot. Let me get my favorites. I know one of my favorites was almost Pulses. Mm-hmm. And then I really like the features. I think it was only two features on this album. I can find the fucking podcast playlist. Here we go. I think it was, yeah, Poeta and Pulses were the only features. I really liked Swear Words, which was a single, I believe. I also liked, I think it was Peach Tea. And as I said, the one with Pulses was also a big favorite. But I mean, I fucking love Pulses. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like this album a lot. I thought it was a big, big step. Big step.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this record. As I said in the beginning, and Glory said, we've been following this band for a while. We've chatted about a bunch of releases, you know, the stuff mm-hmm. that was out back in 2020. We chatted about Murder Mountain. We're here mm-hmm. now. We're talking about this. And I feel like Murder Mountain was kind of the shift. It's not on the record, but that was kind of the shift where we were like, I was like, I think they might, like, this is it. Like,
they're
this,
cooking.
Yeah, they're cooking with this. This record, bro, they cooked the entire time. It's so mm-hmm. good. The band entirely is leveled up, but I want to give a shout out to Sierra's vocals as well, because her vocals have leveled up so yes. much since we first met them. And this entire record is just front to back fucking bangers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just stoked to be here, being like supporting the homies with the debut. Yeah.
Different.
Fucking like 4.5 years later, like, just feels fucking awesome. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed the record. My favorite was probably Darting Eyes. Not to pick the lead single, but you know, we were sent that song before mm-hmm. the record was announced, and I was just like, whatever they have cooking is gonna be fucking awesome. Like, hearing mm-hmm. that song, I was like, I'm already invested in this band, but now if I could get any more invested, I am
locked in.
Yeah. I locked the fuck in.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that song. I like Honey. Obviously, it's got Pulses on there, and then I'm with you. I liked both the features. I liked the Poeta, the song with Poeta as well. In Search mm-hmm. of, I just think the features were very, very well picked, made sense for the songs, and added a good bit to the songs that they were on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like the entire record, front to back bangers. Mm-hmm. No complaints here.
No. Also wanted to give a shout out just to the guitars in general. Mm-hmm. They don't stop.
No.
Like, there isn't a point where it's like, oh cool, you know, they're taking it easy. It's like fucking shredding the entire record. And I need people to just pay attention to that, because that shit's fucking incredible. And they're on tour right yes. now. So if they're stopping anywhere near you, you
them.
Should see it. Yeah. Because those fucking guitars must be crazy live. And also With Sales Ahead in general must be crazy live. Again, those are one of the ones where it's like, we've known them for so many years, but we haven't seen them yet.
I actually saw them with Pulses in a coffee place in New Brunswick.
That was the one where the stage was like,
yeah, way high. Yeah,
it was like in a corridor, not a corridor. Yeah, but it was like on a fucking balcony.
Inside. It was on the balcony inside, and we were on the floor, standing in between the vinyl that they had in the coffee shop.
Yeah,
yeah, it was fucking
weird. I remember
weird.
Seeing clips of that and being like, "What?"
Yeah, it was a weird vibe.
Shut this shit up. Yeah, yeah. Okay, damn it. So it's just me. Sorry, guys. I'm dropping the ball. Fuck.
Yeah, but if they are coming to an area near you, you should definitely go see them, because they, you know, they're obviously a DIY band. It's not often that they get to tour the way they are right now. You know, they're going out to the Midwest. They'll be down in Texas. So definitely go see them, you know, because you might be begging them for a couple of years to come back, because that's just unfortunately the way it is for small DIY bands. The money is not infinite.
No, unless this album blows up. And then even then, like, because the music industry sucks, it still won't be infinite, but at least they'll be touring, like, a little bit more, right? Yeah.
It's cool to see how many monthlies they have. Like, I checked, you know, when checking right now, like, 8,400. So 8,500 monthly listeners is just a bonkers amount. Super cool to see. Very, very stoked for all the growth that has come with this record, stoked to see what's to come for them, and just very, very happy.
Damn right. Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Microwave dropped a new album. Let's Start Degeneracy.
Yep. Yep.
My brain like broke for a second. I don't know why.
That's all right. Yeah. The title trips me up a little bit. Like, degeneracy, I'm like, that's not a word I see every day.
Yeah, like I wanted to fucking say like Democrat, and I was like, democracy. And then I was like, wait, no. What the fuck? Am I having a stroke? Oh my god. Okay, we're good. Yeah. We're good.
So the new Microwave album, it's finally out.
Yeah.
the single started a long fucking time ago. But it's finally here. I like this record.
Absolutely.
We'll start with that.
Yes.
It starts slow as shit though. It is absolutely one of those records where, like, on the first listen, you just got to trust me. It's a great record.
Trust the process.
It's a great record. If you're not a massive fan of super slow starting records, you just got to trust the process. Because once you hit track four, it gets going and it's more like this. But it's like fucking like this to get to that point. It is.
Yeah.
And it is like not a steep incline.
No.
It's three songs worth before you get to where the record really picks up. But with that being said, I did think that those songs were good, and I did notice like that it was building up to something. And I was going to come on here and be like, what the fuck, if it built up to nothing. But I noticed it in the track list. Like, Portals is an opening track. Ferrari is on the slower side. Circling the Drain picks up a little bit, and I'm like, at some point this thing has to at least peak and then start coming down and be that kind of vibe, or peak and like kind of level out and do the ebb and flow thing. And it did that. It did the ebb and flow thing. But I was like, it better fucking do what I think it's gonna do. I'm predicting what this record's gonna do, and if it doesn't do that, I'm gonna be pissed. So I like this record all in all. I think Microwave's a fantastic band. They're going to be out headlining with Origami Angel as support, and Heart Attack Man is on that tour as well. And the other band is slipping my mind, but it's a stack tour. If you're around, you should go. I think my favorite's Bored of Being Sad, but I also liked the title track, Let's Start Degeneracy. So, but overall, I thought that this was an incredibly solid record. Highly recommend if you like, you know, like alt rock.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. So going through this record, I agree, it did start off slow, but I'm more open to that, even though I am kind of in my, I want fast songs and I want fast, angry songs now. So this was definitely a switch to what I was listening to earlier. Really like this record a lot. The vocals, I always talk about the vocals because it just hits such a nostalgic part in my fucking soul that it just makes me so happy. The vibes are fucking off the charts. Just the record overall is just great. And as soon, when I was just like halfway through it, I genuinely just said, I was like, I fucking love this band. Didn't know them much before this rollout started, and a long one it was, but I'm so happy it's here, and I am so happy that I'm finally into this band. Microwave, not Tool.
Not so Tool. That's our catchphrase.
Know.
Yeah.
I finally know. So yeah, great, great one. Fucking loved it.
And the other band on the tour is Carpool Tunnel. I checked while you were looking. So yeah, it's Stack Tour. If you're around, you should go.
They're fucking coming to Virginia. I was like, oh, that's a great lineup. Because I mean, Gami, and fucking Hammy. And
Microwave. Yeah. Even just those two bands before, like, we got to hear the whole Microwave record, I was like, damn. And I knew Microwave was a good band before, like, listening to this record, just because we had been covering the singles. I had heard their name around, checked out some of the songs off other records in the past, because people, you know, on Discord recommended this band to me forever ago when I started getting into, like, alternative music. They're like, you should check out Microwave.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Stack Tour, great band, great album. Highly recommend.
Damn it. Right.
Hell yeah.
Damn. Hell yeah.
Boys of Fall dropped their new self-titled record, aptly named Boys of Fall. Who would have thought?
I'm so shocked and surprised by this, that their self-titled is their band name. That's crazy. Unheard of.
We spoke to Michael about the record. It is out now. You should check that out.
Interview.
Yes, yeah. They're also out on tour right now, and then they'll be hitting the East Coast a little later this year. So if they're coming near you, you should go see them. I like this record. I feel like, and this might be a bold statement, I don't know, I feel like the amount of bands that do the pop punk and also heavy are becoming, like, less and less. Like, that was cool at one point. Like, everybody was doing it. And now it's like bands that are still doing that are, like, becoming smaller and smaller amounts. So like, this record, to me, because I think that there's not a lot of bands doing it, and I could be totally wrong, is fucking sick to me.
Yeah.
Because it's got the pop punk songs on it, but then there's also the screaming heavy moments on the record. And it's like perfectly, you know, there's like the pop punk part at the top, and then there's a small part of the record where there's heavy, and then the record ends off with some more pop punk, and then the last song is on the slower side. My favorite song is Stray, which is the single.
You keep fucking stealing my songs.
We can have
man.
The same favorite, man.
No,
no. Stray is probably my favorite, and that was the single. Along with the record, I looked, I was like, there were two singles. I thought that there would be more. But so that song, and then also Defamation, I like that song a lot. I also really like the song with Joey from In Her Own Words. That one's a fucking banger. And, you know, the closer, albeit on the slower side, I think it's a nice closer. I think it's good. Yeah, it does the job. So I like this record a lot. Big fan, and you know, I think it's dying breed. So I was stoked on this fucking record, man.
Yeah, damn right. I fucking love this record as well. I think it was incredibly well balanced. I mean, the opener was an opener, closer was a closer. I agree. Now that you bring it up, I do think it is a dying breed, because it's like people who did like kind of like the pop punk but like heavier, I think either just went all pop punk or kind of went to metalcore, and it's like now you don't have that little baby hybrid anymore. So Boys of Fall is definitely like carrying that torch, and I hope they kind of reignite that little era that there was, because that was good. That was a good little introduction era for people who was trying to get into, or were trying to get into either genres. So still my favorite, so fuck you. You stole my second favorite. That's fine as well.
And your third favorite.
I'm not fucking letting you. I did like the closer because it was slower. And as I said, it did the job. It was a closer. Interview was really good. I really liked that one a lot. So you guys should go watch it if you haven't already. Go listen to the album and go see him on tour.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Grumpster dropped their self-titled album, which is called Grumpster.
Who would have
crazy
thought?
It's crazy. Innovative. Great record. I liked it a lot. We spoke to Grumpster. It will be out this week. It was great. Yeah. And by the time you listen to this, it should be out if you're not listening to it day of. But it should be out.
It'll be out Wednesday. This Wednesday.
There you go, Wednesday. Great record. I liked it a lot. It was a vibe.
I was quite frankly blown away by this record. there are not a lot of records where on first listen I come away from it like, holy fucking shit, that was sick as fuck. So second listen, because I listened to it again this morning, I was still like, nah, this band's fucking sick.
Can't be
we,
true.
We interviewed them about their last record, so we checked out their last record. I liked it enough to check out the band again and you know, have them on the podcast to chat about this record. But there's just something about this record, man. My favorite song is Brand's Motto, which I believe was the focus track, which I'm glad it got its moment to be pushed to playlisting or whatever, you know, the things focus tracks do. Not really a single, but kind of a single. But this record, it's just short, fast, fucking doesn't end. It just keeps going, keeps punching you in the fucking face. Every song is a goddamn ripper. Like a good, I'm looking at the runtime, like a good chunk of these songs are 2 minutes. Like it just keeps fucking going. And like there is no sense of slowing down. It doesn't feel like, it's not a super long record, but it's not like, it's just not hard to get through, even though you know, it just keeps fucking going.
I'm
a huge fan of this record.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Brand's Motto, massive shout out to that song. But there's not a bad song on this record. So I like all of the songs, but I really like that one because that was the song. Again, I don't normally come away from records on first listen being like, that's the song. But I came away from that record like, that's the fucking song. And it also happened to be a couple of the band members' favorites. So I'm like, wow, we all have really good taste.
Look at us on the same wavelength. Crazy, right?
Yeah. So great record. Just check it out. Highly recommend.
Hell yeah.
Death Lenses dropped their new album, Cold World. Now, we have not really covered this band at all. This was Shane's weekly left field addition to the playlist. I've been loosely following this band as well for a while. Because before they signed Epitaph, they were on some of the dates on Pollyanna's first full US tour with, you know, it was a Forever Came Calling headliner, and they were on some of those dates. So I've just seen this band name around a bunch, and then I saw they signed Epitaph, and I'm like, oh fuck. And you know, I had checked out that song at the time, and I was like, oh yeah, this song's pretty cool. And then, you know, we didn't cover the rollout, but, I've seen the touring they've been doing, because, you know, I just all over Instagram, I follow them, I follow their agent. So I just, they're on the road they're on the road until like June, they're touring, like they're finishing up the US right now, I think. And then they're going to the UK, and then I think they're coming back and doing the US, like it's just never ending, like touring until the wheels fall off. But this record, fucking sick. Like, did not have much of an expectation going into this, other than I know this band because they toured with one of my bands, and their work ethic is something to admire, because they're touring a shitload off this record, and I respect the hell out of that. They're out until like June, and then I listen to the record and I'm like, wow, every song on here is a fucking ripper. The last song is the slowest song on the record, and again, I can't hate that because there were fucking 9 rippers ahead of it. I really like the opener, Fucked Up, but honestly, shouting out just one song is like, I can't. I liked all 11 songs on this record. Overall, and a fantastic record. Respect the hell out of this band, and listen, when you guys are home, because I know you're touring the fucking wheels off, open invitation to the podcast, because I think your band is sick as shit.
I'm so happy you didn't take my favorite song again. So my favorite was Memory Hotline. I really liked it. I did also fuck with this album hard. I it was incredible. I did see it pop up on the playlist. I was like, Shane, who the fuck is this, man? I listened to it. I was very surprised, because just off like the name, the album, and the cover, I was like, oh, it's gonna be kind of, I was thinking like kind of metalcore-y, or at least just heavier or faster than what this album
Because that's what you
was.
would think I would add, like a left field ad would
Yeah,
be.
I don't expect this, you know? Like, it's just, it doesn't compute in my head. It's like, Shane knows this music? What the fuck? Very surprised, but very happy with the results. Definitely open invitation. Would love to pick your guys' brain on this. Whenever you guys are
Home.
done fucking touring the world, I guess. But yeah, really, really liked the record a lot. Just solid all the way through.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar dropped three fucking diss tracks against Drake. I fucking hate Drake. Thank you, Kendrick. Technically, he dropped four, but only three were on Spotify. So I'm not gonna be like, you gotta listen to his SoundCloud link. I wasn't gonna fucking do that to you. So he dropped three: Euphoria, Meet the Grams, and then Not Like Us. He dropped Meet the Grams and Not Like Us on the same day, just for your context, and then Euphoria like 2 days ago. So in like 72 hours, he's dropped three songs. I fucking loved these songs. Firstly, because I didn't expect any new Kendrick for at least like 4 years or more, because the gap between Damn, his album before last, and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was like 6 years, I think. 4 or 5, 5 or 6, give or take. So I wasn't expecting Kendrick to move for like a good long bit, because he was like, guys, I'm going to therapy and I'm gonna get help. And now he's back. So I don't know what the fuck happened. Euphoria is incredible. It's fucking dancey. He's fucking naming shit. He's calling shots. He's fucking incredible. Meet the Grams felt like I was reading information I should not have had access to. It was very spooky, very ominous. I thought it was fucking awesome. And then Not Like Us was even more dancey, and it made me want to just fucking get up and just fucking bop my
While
head a
he's
little
cooking the
bit.
shit out of Drake.
Cooking the ever-living shit out of Drake. If I had to rank them, it would be Euphoria, Not Like Us, and Meet the Grams. Only because Meet the Grams is just so spooky that it's like I can't just put it on to just be like, yeah, this shit fucking bumps. I have to be fucking angry to listen to that. But Euphoria is incredible. I did work out to just that song today, and no complaints. It was awesome.
I saw you looping an ungodly amount this morning. I was like, does she know we're doing the podcast
I still listen to everything on the podcast too. I'd have my 3 hours with fucking Euphoria, man. That shit was crazy. Oh.
So I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I knew the feud was happening. I knew they'd been going back and forth that Kendrick fired the first shot
He
and all
did
that
in
shit.
2015. Yeah.
I had no intentions of following the beef and was hoping that this would skate by and we wouldn't be talking about it on here, and I wouldn't have listened to any of the songs, and I would have just
Yeah.
gotten the Twitter summations about 3 weeks from now when everything died down.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm in it now. I'm
Here you
vested.
are. We're not, hey, I didn't put Drake shit on here because
No.
I don't even want to listen to that. So we got the good side, all right? We got the good shit.
I've gathered enough from what people said
Yeah.
about Drake's lack thereof disses. But yeah, I thought the songs were good. I thought he cooked the shit out of Drake, which is good. Drake be the kind of guy that'd be like, no, everything I said was lies to get you to start making tracks about me. Drake's that kind of guy.
He's
See,
such a
see,
fucking. Oh my
I know
God.
what's going on in mainstream
Look at
media.
you. Yeah, you know what Drake is saying. You know what Drake is saying.
Honestly, my ranking is the same as yours. I liked Euphoria. Trying to remove the lyrics because the lyrics, a little bit in metaphors, a little bit on the nose, which makes it a semi-uncomfortable listen, depending on what part of the song you're listening to. Because some of the shit being called out is no bueno.
Yeah, no, I mean, certified lover boy,
Yeah.
certified pedophile.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Holy
So
shit.
some of that was like, damn, it's a sick bar, but like, can I really vibe to that?
But,
Like the
like,
idea of
damn, who's putting this shit on?
that? Like, shit. Yeah. Like, and you're just listening to it like casually. I'm like,
Dude. Oh, well, that was on not like, but yeah. Oh my god.
But yeah, I would have to agree with that ranking. That's kind of how I felt listening to them. But yeah, overall, I thought the songs themselves were good, and the beef is entertaining.
Absolutely,
to say the least.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Kendrick. I was hoping he was going to drop right before the podcast, so I'd be like, Shane, one last song added, one last song. But no,
that's okay. It's fine. It's all right. Black Veil Brides dropped a new single, Bleeders. And bro, this one's a fucking banger.
Yeah,
they did it with this one.
Have you seen the music video?
I've seen the clips, but
yeah.
Would you watch the whole music video?
I did. My friend and I sat in a parking lot and just watched it, and that was the first time I listened to the song as well. And I was like, "Oh goddamn! When the fuck did Black Veil Brides start doing this shit?" It was so cool. It was it's what the music video is based on. Oh my god!
It was in every press release, and I think it was also in the it's
Sweeney after Todd.
Yeah. I'm like, Sweeney it was Todd. In every press release and in the caption, but I could not fucking tell you.
I watched a part of Sweeney Todd and then had to not watch anything, but it was great, and it was like one-to-one. It was very similar. Apparently Andy's like fucking addicted to Sweeney Todd, like he loves it a lot. Mm-hmm. Not like addicted, but he's a big fan of Sweeney Todd, so it's cool seeing a direct inspiration. Not like he had a little white streak in his hair. I think that was him, you know, referencing Sweeney Todd. Like, no, it was like a fucking one-to-one for Sweeney Todd. I think that's cool. I see a lot of people getting upset that now another band is doing like movie/book/show-related music. Just because Ice Nine Kills did it does not mean they were the only people to ever do it and the only people that will ever do it. Sit the fuck down, enjoy the music.
They also like built a whole world with Wretched and Divine, so like shut the fuck up.
But no, Ice Nine Kills is the only band to ever exist. Actually,
yeah, they toured together, and Andy was like, "Yo," they got in a band meeting, and they was like, "So what if we did exactly what Ice Nine Kills is doing? Like that's definitely what happened
for 100%
for an EP. Like it's like a 3-song EP, like."
Yeah, no, that's exactly what Andy Biersack did. Either way, very happy with this song. I think it's really catchy, and I think this is gonna breathe some new life. Not that they needed it, but some new life into Black Veil Brides, because it caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a brider. I'm not a part of the BVB army. See, I know. Well,
I mean, that's because their last full record was an absolute snoozer. And the EP that they put out had a couple of good songs on it and then a couple of absolute snoozers. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, anytime I like Black Veil Brides, new Black Veil Brides is a win for me because maybe not for me anymore. Like, I don't listen to them all the time anymore. I had my moment with them. They still mean a lot to me, so I like when I like their new music, and it's funny when I don't. So
you get to poke at them a little bit. It's always a little fun.
But like the song, I'm excited to see what's to come. And you know, I think that the clips of the music video I saw were cool. So
damn right, you gotta watch it. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. Rain City Drive and Dayseeker dropped a new single, Medicate Me. Rory, I gotta bow down to you like really quickly. This man's vocals will fucking add like a million points to any track he fucking touches. Great track. I love both of these bands. It's great to see them do something, a track together. But damn, I fucking love Rory's vocals so much. I need to like deep dive Dayseeker because I can't get enough. He's so good.
Yeah, this song's pretty fucking awesome. I saw it on TikTok a bunch before I listened to the full thing, because all the TikTok, the alt TikTok people we follow, were making videos to it. I'm like, shit, I don't have the podcast this week. I haven't heard the song yet. Can you guys stop? Like, typically,
no spoilers.
Yeah, typically like the the social media stuff starts a couple days after the song comes out, and I like I've already heard it. I'm like, yeah, no, that part of that song is sick. But I'm like, no, and I'm gonna have the TikTok effect of this fucking song. Shit.
God damn. I'm so sorry.
But this song was pretty good. I like it. A match that makes sense because they're out on tour together, but a match that works very, very well. Song wise, probably, you know, Rain City Drive is always a band that albums enjoy, singles just we come on here and we're like, it's good, and then we hear the record and we're like, nah man, like,
what, it's good.
But this is probably the first Rain City Drive, or I have a couple with like every album cycle, like one with every album cycle where I'm like, that's the one. But this is just like right out the gate, there's no album announced, there's nothing, it's just a single. I'm just like, yeah, that one's a fucking banger. So very, very good. I liked it.
Damn right.
Knocked Loose and Poppy dropped their new single Suffocate. The Knocked Loose record comes out on Friday, and color me excited. Because I am stoked.
What kind of new fucking catchphrase are you trying to?
I was going to say tickle me excited, but that sounded weird. And color me excited doesn't make a lot of sense. Tickle me excited makes more sense.
Tickle me. I've never heard tickle me excited, like, ever.
I might have made it up.
I think you did. I've never heard that. I've heard color me excited.
Well, then I'm going to go with that one. Color me excited.
I still don't like it just because I've heard it.
Fine. Okay, yeah. Tickle me excited, color me excited, say I'm excited for this fucking record. This is all I'm trying to say in a quirky, funny little way. I'm really excited for this album. Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And will probably be the one I check out because I've already heard the Like Moths to Flames record that also comes out on Friday. So, you know, this is the one I haven't heard yet, and I'm very excited. I've been following the singles. I think this song is fucking sick. It's crazy that Poppy has done just two phenomenal metalcore, the hardcore features in the past couple of months. And I am very excited for this record. I'm very excited to hear Slaughterhouse 2, and I'm just beyond excited, beyond tickled excited. Sorry, that wasn't good.
I didn't like it.
No, that didn't. That shouldn't have left my brain.
Oh, it felt grimy.
I'm beyond excited to see where this record goes, because the shows on this tour that they're out on right now, the headliner, like, they had like 4,000 people in Austin last night. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
like sold out across the board, massive standing room. They're supporting Slipknot in the fall. Like, it's just like, it's awesome to see, but it's just dumb.
how the amount of people,
of all the bands that this one I saw
the wild card
blowing up, whereas Kubla Khan, like, I already had my moment with that one on the podcast where I was like, no one told me that this band was blowing up. left me off CC on that one. But yeah, I'm just excited to see where this band goes, because it's been such a steady incline for them, and they really deserve it. So I'm just excited to see, and, you know, it's obviously doing big things for our scene as well. 4,000 people coming out to a hardcore show in Austin, Texas is a big deal. So that's cool.
Damn right. I really like this track a lot. I'm going to highlight Poppy, because obviously I like Knock Loose, great song. Poppy, I just got to say, just her as a vocalist is so, it just itches that little tickle I have in my brain. See, that's how you use fucking tickle in a
Can I tickle you excited for this record?
No! No, you cannot. No. Nothing. I am just excited. I really like Poppy's screams. I like her, you know, singing screams, you know, where she's actually going on the song, but the standalone screams, there's something special in those. They're like fucking, because she does it a lot in Van, where it's just like the standalone screams, where it's just like one short little burst. And it's like, how do you fit that much fucking despair in such a little scream? It's amazing. Poppy has grown to become one of my favorite features to see pop up. after Bad Omens and now Noctiluce. I hope she continues kind of floating around in this genre because it fits her very well. Because why is she doing all this shit when she has like a pop record out? Like,
Dude,
what?
'cause she just bounces around. Like the last record was not good.
No.
But the
No.
features have been sick. Like she's one of those people that I don't think you can ever truly write off.
Yeah,
Like
no.
it's just funny, like she co-headlined with Paris last fall, and now she's at Sick New World on stage with Bad Omens and Knock Loose.
Yeah.
And it's just like wow.
What the fuck is your life right now?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
But
It's so cool.
don't write Poppy off like literally ever.
No.
But it was funny because I saw Brian tweet that people were like, "Ah, oh, this is gonna be the softest song on the record." Like when the track list was announced and everything, and like,
Yeah.
I mean, no.
No. Why? I would always think the opposite with Poppy because
Yeah, but
I wouldn't.
I don't know, because like Poppy has done a little bit of everything, like the haunting
Yeah.
shit, the metal shit, the industrial shit, the metalcore shit, the pop shit. She's been all over the fucking map, so you don't even know
Yeah,
what
the
to
wild
expect.
card.
Like it could
Yeah.
be a haunting, weird interlude track that she's on for all you
Yeah.
fucking know. But
True.
right now it's metalcore and hardcore and screaming,
Screaming.
yeah,
Yeah.
which is cool.
Hell yeah. Sydney Sprague dropped new single, The Cards. I really liked this track. I mean, it was a little sad, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was also on the shorter side. It was just
It
about 2
was.
minutes.
Yeah.
So it was in and out of your hair before you could even be like, what did I just listen to? So then you gotta listen to it again and again and again and again and again and
You keep
again.
going. Yeah.
It's a very good song. I like it. I agree with you. It is sad, but it's a good song.
Very
Big
good.
fan of Sydney. We've interviewed her a couple times. You can check those out. Past
Yeah.
two records.
Yes, damn right.
Born of Osiris dropped their new single Elevate. They played this song when I saw them before it was out. I like the song. I think it's good. I enjoy it. The singles are stacking, which
Yes.
means probably maybe a record, which is cool. Just stoked to see what's to come from Born of Osiris.
Damn right. I also enjoyed this song a lot, and I would like to see a lot more.
Yes.
Thank you. Action Adventure dropped a new single, Real Juicer Hours. Okay.
Yeah.
I really fucking liked this track a lot. There's like a little bit of anger in it, and it makes me so happy, but it's still so upbeat and like fucking funky. It's such a fun track, even though it's angry, but I like it a lot. I like it. I like it.
This song fucking rips. It's pretty good. I like it. I'm excited to see what's to come. They're gonna be out with well, they're out with Youth Fountain, so you should go see them with Youth Fountain. Good
Go see
bands.
them.
Yes.
Yeah, damn right.
Hands Like Houses dropped their new single Hollow. I like this song. It's a little bit on the slower side, but I'm here for it. I think that Josh's vocals really shine on songs like this, both with The Fame and with Hands Like Houses. So I like the song a lot.
Damn right.
And just excited to see what's gonna keep coming. They're putting out music pretty consistently, so I'm excited to hear more.
Yeah, I'm a little confused why the tracks have not stacked, considering I'm pretty sure this is for another EP.
I don't think they stacked last time either. I could be wrong.
Did they not? I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Either way, very excited for whatever else they have up their sleeves. I liked this track a lot. Yeah, well
Oh,
done.
yeah.
Fame on Fire dropped new single Spiral and then in parentheses Justice. Fuck yeah. I do like Fame on Fire a lot. Great track.
Yeah. Fucking Ripper. Like this song. They're out with Sim right now. So you should go see them if they're going to be in your area. Song is a banger. We got two singles now. What's coming?
What's
What's
happening?
coming?
Spill the beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
Point North dropped new single Bring Me Down. This is a little different.
Yeah.
It's still heavy,
Yeah.
but is a little bit more electronic than what was more of a just metalcore experience on the last record. Which I got that vibe based on the promo videos that this was going to be a little weird and funky, even though it was just, you know, the same part of the song that's a little bit more not so beep boopy. But I like this song. It's weird. Not what I expected, but it's good.
Absolutely. Fucking groovy as shit. Great song. Heavy. A little fucking spooky just in the production wise or something. There's something in there that made me go, ooh, the hell's going on here? Mm-hmm. Great song. I really liked it a lot. I fucking love this one. Yours Truly dropped a new single, Sour. Welcome back, Yours Truly. Missed you. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yep. Great track.
Yeah, the song fucking rips. I'm excited for this record coming out in August. And they're going to be over here in the U.S. supporting Enter Shikari and Yumi at 6, which is very cool because I know Michaela is a big Yumi at 6 fan. We talked about it because the vocalist of Yumi at 6 was on the last EP, and we got to talk about that a little bit because she's a big fan of Yumi at 6, and that's going to be their last ever U.S. shows because 2025 they're calling it quits after I would assume some touring in the U.K. So that's definitely fucking rad that they got that opportunity. I saw that poster go up and I'm like, ah, hell yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking sick. So very, very excited for this record. Hell yeah.
Damn right.
And see them if they're gonna be coming near you. And if you like Yumi at 6, it'd be a last chance to see them in the US. So
you
should probably grab the tickets.
You gotta see them.
The home team dropped two new singles, Roommates and Overtime, and announced their new record. So that's very exciting. About time. We knew it was coming, but it was only a matter of when they were announcing it. I'm just gonna let you go.
Firstly, let me start off with Roommates. Fucking incredible. Catchy shit. They always find a way to just make you shake your ass, no matter what the song is. It's like they cracked the code with music. It's every single song they've released has just been fucking poppy. It's been rock still centered. You know, his vocals just blow me away every time. I'm just like, damn, you're just him, huh? Like, that's fucking it. We're just watching the beginning of what's gonna be fucking huge. Because his vocals are, you don't see that every day in this fucking genre. Mm-hmm. I loved the first track, Roommates. Overtime was also fucking amazing. Another ass shaker. But damn, Roommates? Incredible. Fucking incredible. I love this band so much.
Hell yeah. Yeah, these songs were fucking sick. I like this band a lot. I like these songs a lot. The album comes out July 12th. So stoked for that. They're going to be going over to Australia probably very, very soon because they're going to be touring with Caskets, which is cool, I believe, this month. So, and then they'll be on the summer school tour, and then they've got their own UK headliner at the end of this year that's blowing the fuck out. So if you're in the UK, if you're in Australia, the US, or the UK, you got chances to see them.
Yeah, now's your time.
Yeah, I will be seeing them in New Jersey on the summer school tour. So that'd be a good time.
So fucking jealous, dude. I'm so jealous.
Stay jealous. Stay mad.
You know what? I don't have any shows to flex on you right now. So just give it a minute. Give it a minute. Damn. Great American Ghost dropped a new single, Hymn of Decay.
This song's pretty fucking sick. As I said, I saw them for the first time last Thursday. Was blown the fuck away. And now we're going to cover what hopefully is an album rollout, which should be fun. I like this song, and I'm excited for more. They signed a Sharptone. They announced it with this song. So that's cool. Stoked to see what's to come.
Hell yeah. I also enjoyed this track a lot, and I'm very excited to see what else they got up their sleeve.
Hell yeah. Starset dropped a new single, Brave New World.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
the fuck is Starset?
this band, it's like they're always kind of touring. I don't follow them super closely, but like they're just always touring. and somehow there's new music coming out. I didn't realize how long it's been since the last time we got a new star set.
Yeah, it's been like fucking years, man.
Yeah, the Horizons came out in 2021, and the last single was Waiting on the Sky to Change with Breaking Benjamin, which I don't, I honestly couldn't tell you if we covered it. I know we covered Horizons.
Yeah.
But this is a band that we've been talking about for a long fucking time.
Since the very beginning. Yeah, I guarantee the first episode had Star-Set.
One of our old hosts was a huge fan of Star-Set at the time. So when we were just like bringing topics to the table that weren't whatever was happening and just what we liked, which just caused for one person to talk a lot and the rest of us to go and then play a song, and then we review it kind of like, yeah, wow, it was good, and then move on to the next person so that we could just do it all over again. Star-Set was brought up a lot in that time, and then, you know, we covered the last album rollout. We chatted about the last record. I did not realize how long it was, though.
Yeah, that's why I saw the name and I was like, shit,
because like the band never really stops years. Like even though there was no music coming, every so often there was a press release about a tour, and I'm just like, damn, like, all right, like, okay,
I guess I just
stopped putting them on the playlist, but nah, they just stopped putting music out. They were just torn away. But yeah, this song's cool. Now that I know there was a 3-year gap, now we're coming into year three, I'm hoping for a record. But you know, I'd be content with another single and then two more years of fucking tour. I don't know what this band does anymore.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I feel like now I'm old enough to kind of comprehend Star-Set. Before I was like, I don't get it.
Trying to take in the lore. There's a lot there.
There's lore?
There's just a lot with that band.
Oh my God. I'm not trying to get that into them right now. I don't have that time on my hands anymore. That was all spent with fucking 21 Pilots. I'm out. I really liked this single a lot. It makes me want to revisit their old stuff because it was just how much I fucked with this. It was heavy, it was fun, it was just fucking awesome. It was everything that I did not expect from Star-Set, just because it's been 3 years since we've last listened to them, so my memory and idea of them is just very faded,
gone.
Gone. But yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, I like this one.
Wind Waker dropped a new single, Break the Rules.
I just want to break the rules.
Sing that shit.
Yeah. I'm the new vocalist of Wind Waker.
Done.
I think that this song is going to kind of be like Hate Myself from the Escape the Fate record, because they announced their new record, Wind Waker, comes out July 12th. They're going to be in the U.S. With North Lane. So if you like this band, first time in the U.S.
Good luck.
But I think that this song is going to kind of be like that song, because when I heard that song as a single, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, we're gonna keep doing the shit from the last record and just keep making stinkers. Talking about Escape the Fate here, and then I wound up really liking that album and also liking that song in the context of the record. And I liked, what was the bonus, the entire second record, the companion record that came out of B-sides. Yeah, I'm not a, if you're not picking up what I'm putting down, I'm not a huge fan of this song.
No. You're like tiptoeing around. It's okay to not like a song.
It's not that I hate it. It's just, it's a similar vibe. Why I compare it to Hate Myself is it's a similar vibe to me of like that repeating the same thing. Like just the chorus is very just not really there for me in the context of a single, whatever. But I liked the first EP that's going to be part of this record. I like that so much, where I'm just like not writing the band off on the record. I think the record's going to be awesome, because their last record was, and that EP was fucking sick. But this song being the first one with the album announced, it gives me Hate Myself vibes, and that's okay, because I wound up liking that record and liking that song in the context of the record. But on the first couple of listens to this song, I'm not a huge fan right now.
That's fair. It was just, I don't really have any feelings for it. You know, it was a song. I listened to it and then it turned off. And then I listened to it again because I was like, okay, let me revisit this. And then it just turned off. So I'm very excited to see what else they release. I hope it does have more of an impact on me. And I hope it is a little more memorable because, I mean, you have a very strong feeling about it.
I do.
I do not. I'm kind of just neutral about it. So yeah, excited to see what else they got.
Hell yeah. Well, that's all the topics we have today. So you can follow us on Twitter. It's good underscore noise underscore cast. Instagram is good noise podcast. Facebook is good noise pod. TikTok is good noise podcast. Every audio streaming service ever, good noise podcast. YouTube, that's also good noise podcast, if you could imagine. And Patreon is patreon.com/goodnoisepodcast. Glory's got your Patreon supporters, your Twitch subs, your merch plugs, your important plugs. I think that's all of them. And then
I think that's all I have.
and the Amazon plugs. And then we're gonna sign off.
Okay. Thank you to our Patreon supporters, Matt, Zari, Jeremy, Pop Punk Apologist, and Eric. And thank you to our Twitch subs, Coastal Lover, and then Matt again from Pulses. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Check out our merch. It is goodnoisepodcast.creator-spring.com. Check out our Amazon storefront. It has our entire setup, or as close as we could get to it. It's in all of our descriptions below, above, to the side. I don't know how the fuck you're viewing this, but it's somewhere. Important plugs. Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate, Free Palestine, Be a Decent Person. And yeah, if your mom doesn't suck, get her something this weekend because it's
Yes.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day on Sunday. It's also
Yeah, but
Avatar
if your
Day for
mom's like
me.
an asshole, probably don't.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
come see Avatar with me. If
Yeah,
you're in New
go see
Jersey.
Avatar.
Yeah, it's gonna be a
Bring
movie.
your mom to go see
Yeah.
Avatar with Shane. Are you taking your mom to
No,
Avatar?
but someone suggested I should do that, and I brought it up to my mom, and she was like, "I'm good." She
Oh.
saw Slipknot with me, so
Yeah, and like
she did
corn.
her time before
Yeah.
I could drive.
Yeah.
I don't have to drag my mom to see Avatar. It's okay.
Damn, that fucking
I don't think she
stinks.
would like
That's
it very
fine.
much.
Another time, another time.
Yeah, but that's all that we have today. I've been Shane,
I've been Glory.
and we've been the Good Noise Podcast. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.